Today will be Ezra Hashem be learning Daf Kuf Nun Zayin, the last Daf of Masechta Shabbos. The topics we will learn about include: the Gemara questions, how could Rabbi Yochanan hold a Reb Shimon's lenient view of Muktzah in light of three Stam Mishnayos that assume like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yochanan himself ruled Halacha Kistam Mishnah? The Gemara will also give Halacha conclusions of how to paskin in the disagreement between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon regarding the various types of Muktzah. The final Mishnah in the Masechta discusses annulling Nedarim on Shabbos, and the Gemara discusses whether there must be a Shabbos need in order to be able to annul vows in Shabbos. This leads directly to a discussion of how much time one has to annul a neder made by his wife or daughter, a full 24 hours, or only until the end of that calendar day. The Gemara then briefly discusses whether we are matir nedarim at Shabbos only when the person did not have time to do it before Shabbos, or even if he could have done it before Shabbos. The Masechta concludes with a comment and a story about measuring on Shabbos. Some of the key terms and concepts we learned today include: Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis is an item that is Muktzah because the owner would never want to use it for anything but its primary use, which is a forbidden use, out of fear that it will get ruined. Muktzah Machmas Mias, there is a Machlokes Tanoim whether something that is repugnant is Muktzah on Shabbos. Muktzah Machmas Isser, there is a Machlokes Tanoim whether something that could not have been used when Shabbos started is Muktzah. Hafaras Nedarim is when a husband annuls his wife's vows or a father annuls his daughter's vows. Hataras Nedarim is when a Bezdin or a Chacham annuls a person's vows.